This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A gun rights group is suing the town of Superior over the town's new gun regulation. It bans high-capacity magazines and semi-automatic rifles, often called assault-style weapons. The suit by Rocky Mountain gun owners says the ordinance is unconstitutional. Superior passed the law a year after the grocery store shooting in nearby Boulder and following the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser worries federal courts could overturn some of Colorado's gun safety laws following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down a state law in New York.
In Colorado, we have continued to pass gun safety measures, most recently a red flag law. There are people who want to attack our gun safety protections, like our red flag law, and they will seek to use the latest Second Amendment decision as a source of their legal attacks. I'm going to defend gun safety protections like our red flag law, like our background check law.
Denver International Airport's terminal construction will receive extra funding from the recent federal infrastructure package, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Biden administration says it's giving Denver an additional $60 million to help upgrade its baggage handling system. The new system will help the airport make behind-the-scenes upgrades to accommodate its growing number of passengers, which is expected to hit $100 million annually over the next decade. This latest grant is just one of the many projects that make up the airport's billion-dollar terminal expansion. That project is expected to last until 2027. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.